Kerbos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Dalid, and we are in the middle of the discussion of the source for the fact that you can do Kedushin with Kesef, and that the Kesef goes to the father in the case that the girl is a Ketana or a Nara. So we started with the Pasuk of Yatzachin Amin Kesef, or the Pasuk by Amma Ivriya, that when the Amma Ivriya goes free, there's no money, and the Gemara Darshan Dao, there's no money there, but there is money in another case. We said that that works for a Ketana, but what about a Nara? And we try to prove from a bunch of psukim, a bunch of other psukim, that by a nara, again, from the stages, again, of a girl's development, the girl is a katana until she's 12, until 12 and a half, she's a nara, and then she becomes a bogaris. That's in general. So what about a nara? How do you know that since she, even though she's a gadola, right, the money should go to the father? So we tried a couple of psukim, didn't really work out so well. So we're here at the bottom of Gimel Amabe's last line, Ela mistavra d'chi kamimayit yitzia d'kavase Kamamayit. So it makes sense. We go back to the pasuk of Yatzachin Amin Kasef. Right, again, we're going to use that pasuk as well. Right, we had said before that works for a katana. Again, the shaila problem we had with a nara is that a nara is able to marry herself. Maybe she should get the money. So the Gemara says, "Na mistavra that the kamamayit itzia the kavasi kamamayit." It makes sense that when there's a miut here, right? There's a drasha of ain kesef ladan zeh, but yesh kasem ladan acher. So it must be a scenario that is similar, right? Again, if you're going to say there's no money here, but there's money there, right? Here and there probably are similar. So just like an Amma Ivriya goes out when she is. It turns when she goes becomes a gadola, when she becomes a gadola, when she becomes a nara, there's no money over there, but there is money in the case where the nara, right, goes is married off by her father, and that money, right, goes for to the father. The Gemara is meaning, and therefore it's logical that that's the drasha. If you look at Rashi, he just explains, right? You see, as Erisin Dumi, you see, as Amma, right? With the leaving of the daughter from the father's rishus to go into the husband's rishus by Erisin, by marriage, right? Is similar from the Amra, from the maidservant leaving, right, her master's domain. To come in my midin Amma, maybe Yishkesef, but right, you see, okay, fine, invite. As Gemara says, the problem is that those cases are not really so similar. Because halo damia hayitzia la hayitzia. Right? They're not so similar that you should say this is necessarily talking about the yitzia of a nara from her father's domain. Because hasam nafkali mershus adon legamre v'acha kati mixera mesir lechopa. Because in the case by an Amma Ivriya, when she goes out and when she becomes a gadola, so that's it. She's done. She's finished. Nothing else for her to do. Here, when she does Kiddushin, so there still is a second stage of marriage that we mentioned yesterday and the day before. Right? There is Nisuan, there's the Chuppah. Right? She's not entirely out of the father's domain. Gemara says, in some way she is, because Be'afar's Nidarim, right? Mia Nafkala, Mirshusa. Now, Rashi points out, in what way is the daughter not entirely free from the father's rishus, not entirely, right? Is it just that there's another stage there that's lacking? So Rashi points out that the halachos, right, still tie her to the father. If you look at Rashi, the Maskal, Halo Damya, right, three lines in, right, De'akati lo nafga mirshuse de'av, how is she still in the father's rishus? Right, that for two halachos, that by maaseyadea, meaning that the daughter still, whatever she makes, any salary, any things that she makes, that still goes to the father, because he provides her for mazona with mazonos. And if she passes away, he yarshins her, he inherits her, right? That until she's fully married to the husband. So it's not just that we're missing the second stage here. She is still really, right, for real halachos, for real nafkaminas, in the father's rishos. Gemara says, while she does leave the father's rishos completely in one way, right? By afar's nedarim, mia nafka la mirshuse. Right? By afar's nedarim, again, and normally a father is able to be made for his daughter's nedarim. When she goes out and she gets married, right, then she is able, right, then, right, but while she's still in Erisin, well, let's just read in the Gemara Vayter. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says, Nara Murasa Avihu Ubaila Mefir Nidareha. When she's a Nara Murasa, when she's had Erisin, i.e. Kiddushin, and not yet Nisuin, when she's semi-married, when she's done the first stage of marriage, so it's not the father that's made for her nether, it's the father and the husband that may for her nether, and therefore, right, she does leave the father just completely, right, by that, in that realm. You'll tell me, that's not complete. What are you talking about? The father still has the ability to be made for a neder with the husband, right? It's not a complete yitzia, right? It's just that he can no longer do it by himself. So that's good kasha, and the Achronim work on it. But okay, either way, fine. That's the end of that discussion, and therefore we learn that we use the pasuk of Yatzav Chinam Ein Kasef, right, to teach me that there is Kesef Kiddushin, and that the Kiddushin goes to the father. We're going to have another pasuk on Amabez, and the Gemara Amabez is going to point out that you need both psukim. But okay, we'll get to that in due time. Now that we mentioned the Nar Murasa, I'm sorry. No, before we get to that, that's a little bit later on the daf. This now the Gemara just asks like this: how can you tell me the pasuk of Yatzachinam in Kasef teaches me this, right? That Yesh Kesef Ladan Acher, right? This whole drush of you're able to use money for kedushin and it goes to the father, right? It's already that pasuk is already used up, right? Again, we can't use necessarily, right? Usually, we cannot use one pasuk for two drushes. So that pasuk is already used for something. How many bailei get the kedatanya for the following halacha? The Tanya Brisa tells us Yatzachinam elon liyume bagrus. In Kosev, Eli Yumei Anaris. That Vayatzachinam teaches me that a girl goes out from an Amma Ivriya goes out from the master's domain when she becomes a Bogeris at 12 and a half. In Kosev teaches me that she goes out when she becomes an Ara, when she becomes at age 12. You'll tell me, well, what do you need to tell me a Drasha that she goes out at 12 and a half if she goes out at 12? Right? Obviously, she's already out. There's never a case where she goes out at 12 and a half because she's already out at 12. So that's a good question. The Gemara itself will ask that at the bottom of the Amud. Okay, so the Gemara says, but the Gemara's question now is that, what do you mean? We need these words, we need these psukim to teach me the halacha of when an Amarasa, right, goes out from her master's rishos. So Ravina says, Imkein lemakra an kesef, or ein kesef without a yud. Right, if that was the only thing the pasuk would teach me, it would have said the words in kesef without a yud. My in kesef, what do you mean? What do you learn from the fact that there's a yud there? And if you're wondering that that's very strange, we're darshaning out a letter that is very strange, but the Gemara is about to give you a proof that you can have the word ein spelled without a yud. So don't worry, we'll get there in a second. My in kesef, lo nozel, yesh kesef, lo nozel, acher, v'man nihu av. So therefore, the extra yud in the word ein comes to teach me that there is money for another master, and it goes to the father, etc., that the Ardrasha of Kesef Kiddushin. When we might Drashin Hachi, the Gemara itself asks, where do you see that we use a letter to teach me a halacha? The Tanya, because we're in the Brisa, so proves it to us. Vizera ain la, right? That if she doesn't have any children, what this context is, when a Bas Kohen marries Yisrael, so she's no longer allowed to eat truma. If the Yisrael husband dies and she has no kids, Vizera ain law, then she goes back to her father's house and she is once again allowed to have truma. That's, and the Gemara says, Ainli Elazara. That tells me that if she has no children, right, she goes back to the father's house. Zera Zara Minayin. How do you know that if she has no grandkids, she, right, all meaning a grandkid will also puzzle her from the situation, meaning that if Rahman al-Islam, her children pass away, but she has grandkids from the marriage with the Yisrael, she cannot go back to her father's house and she cannot eat truma. If the Pasuk says, Zera ein la, that she doesn't have any kids, ayin la, right? Look into her and check out and see if she has any family, right, that comes from this union. Ve'inli el Zera kosher, Zera pasul minayin, how do you know that also applies to, let's say, if she has some sort of mamzer, that's amalomar zera einla einla. Right, and that pasuk says, right, that you know that exists, same Joshua. So the Gemara says, and this is the point. No, it's not the point yet. Hold on. One second. Hold on. We'll get to it in a second. Right. Didn't you just tell me? Didn't you just tell me that Zera Ein La teaches me grandkids and not only kids? How could you use that pasuk to teach me also puzzle kids? So Gemara says, Zara lo istrich kro. Nah, the Gemara takes it back. It says, grandkids, you don't need a pasuk to teach me that grandkids count as kids, because b'nei banim, harem kevanim, because grandkids are like kids. Ki istrich kro, so therefore the pasuk really of Zera Ein La really teaches me the Zara puzzle that if she has some sort of mamzer, whether that will get her out of this halacha, she would not be able to go back to her father's house and eat truma. V'tana gufei minali the darish achi, and how do you know that you can darshan like that? Zera ein la, ayin la, meaning how do you know that you can use this ein, ayin, right, this whole yud situation to learn out these halachos? So Amri k'siv, because the pasuk says ein in two different places without a yud. So we see that is a potential spelling. But first of all, me'ein bilam, laluchi itanu, right, the pasuk, when Bilam refused to go with the officers of Balak, right, they said me'ein bilam. Bilam refuses, and ein obviously that he doesn't want to go. That's the word ein without a yud. And also me'in yivami, right? When in the context of chalitza, part of the whole discussion over there is that if the guy doesn't want to marry the yivama, right? He has to say me'in yivami lahakim achil shem bi Yisrael. That she goes to the basin and says this guy doesn't want to do yibum, he's doing chalitza. So you have the word ein written over there, right? The lof k'siv bu yud, right? There is no yud in those words ein. V'achak k'siv bu yud, and therefore here when you have a yud, shemamin ala darshu hu da'asa. Apparently we can darshan it out, because this has this extra good. Okay, good. V'yitzriuch l'mechtav kiddushel l'aviyah, v'yitzriuch l'mechtav ma'isayadeh l'aviyah. Now the Gemara just points out that we have to learn out a drasha that the kiddushin goes to the father, and we also have to learn out a drasha, right, that we did yesterday on Amud Beis, right, that a girl's ma'isayadeh, right, goes to the father. Anything she makes, any salary she makes or whatever, that also goes to the father, even though you might have thought that you teach one and not the other. Why do you need both of them? The cause of Rachmana Kiddush Elavia, if you would have only known, teach me this halacha that the father gets a cast of Kiddushin, maybe that's because she didn't put any effort into it. What is she doing? She's not working for this. But when she puts work into it, she's working on 9 to 5. So the Katarchabuhu, she puts in the effort, maybe the money, you would say the money goes to her. So Kamash Malah, not, right, then getting an exchange for the fact that he supports her. Right, if you were to tell me that the father gets her Maisiyadeh, gets her salary, they come at Zanami Nevin. The whole reason she gets that is because he provides her with sustenance, and therefore, right, as a not a payment, but kind of like a to make things even, to balance things out. Right, he also gets her Masiyada Abu Kiddushah, right? But her Kiddushin, the Dime Alma Kasi, that law that comes from Stam, from somewhere else, there's nothing tied to anything. So Amen Didahavu, maybe that should go to her, and therefore Tzricha, we need both of them. Okay. Now we go back just to teach a little bit about, learn a little bit about Amma Ivriya. This is the question we had earlier. Gufa, let's go back to what we just said. Yatzachinam elu yimei bagros, ein kasef elu yimei naros. That the Gemara darshans out from the Pasuk that when does an Amma Ivriya go out? She goes out, Yatzachinam teaches me she goes out from her master at when she becomes a bogeris at 12 and a half. And ein kasef teaches me she goes out when she becomes a nara at age 12. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, just teach me she goes out when she goes at 12, and you don't need to tell me she goes out when she's 12 and a half. That literally can never happen. So the Gemara says, I'm a rabba. Rabba explains that you really need both of them. Right, because one of them teaches on the other. What do you mean? Just like the case of a toshav and socher. What is that? So there are two types of eved ivri. There's an eved ivri who goes sold to his master until Shemitah, and then there's the eved ivri, right, in Parshas Mishpatim and elsewhere. We just repeated it last week, 2 weeks ago, I forget exactly. In Dvarim, I think it was last week, but could be wrong. That if you bore, what is it? You put a hole in the guy's ear right next to the doorpost, right, and he stays until Yovel. That is a toshav. Now the halacha is that neither of them, right, are allowed to eat truma, right, from if their master is a kohen. Right, the pasuk says kinyan kaspo that a kohen's eved knani can eat truma. If he is owned, Evid Kanani can eat truma because he's Kenyan Kaspo, he is owned, he is property of the Kohen. Therefore, just like the Kohen's, you know, cow, donkey, etc., can eat truma, so too the Evid Kanani. But an Evid Ivri is not able to eat truma, regardless of whether he's a Toshav, i.e., a Toshav until Yovel, a 50 year, let's just use a 50 year Evid, or if he's until Shemitah, which is a Sachir, which is a 6 year Evid. Now the Gemara says that the Pasuk says both of them. Right, that's important. And the Gemara points out that the Pasuk says both of them are Asr. The Pasuk says Toshav Kohen v'Sachir lo yochal kodesh. That the Toshav and the Sachir of a Kohen cannot eat kachim, cannot eat truma. And therefore, back in the Gemara, the Tanya with under Rabbeisa, Toshav zek kanyan kinyan olam. It calls him kinyan olam. Right, if it's not really kinyan olam, if you look at Rashi, Evid Ivri Nirtza Biad Kohen. Right, fine. Meaning that a Toshav is someone who is a 50-year Evid until Yovel. Sochir, that's referring to Kono Kinyon Shanim, right, an Evid Ivri who is acquired to him, right, who he buys until Shemitah. So the Gemara says, why do you need to tell me that both of them can't eat truma? Obviously, if the Toshav, the 50-year Evid, right, the Yovel Evid, can eat truma. Certainly, the Eved Ivri, who's just there till Shemitah, also can eat truma. So that's what Gemara says. Yomar Tosho v'lo Yomar Sochir. Right? Fani Omar, kone kini olam, ino ocho, kone kini shonim, lo kosher gain. Why don't you just tell me that the 50-year Eved doesn't eat truma? And obviously, we'll learn that the 6-year Eved doesn't eat truma. So Gemara says, ilu kein haisi Omar, toshav ze, kone kini shonim. If you would have just had one word in the Pasuk, I would have thought, the lesser chiddush, that a toshav is referring to the 6-year Eved. Right, but the 50-year Eved, maybe he should ocha, maybe he should eat truma. So therefore, basachir v'li min al toshav. Therefore, it said both of them. Right, that teach me that the sachir is a 6-year Eved, and the toshav is a 50-year Eved. Shalva pisha kanin kinin olam in ochal, to teach me that both of them don't eat truma. So therefore, over here also, right, going back to when an Abba Ivriya leaves the master's house, if you would have just taught me that she leaves at 12, you would have thought, right, with the word, let's say, v'yotzachinam, you would have thought that means that a bogaris, that at 12 and a half, she goes out. So therefore, it taught me that both of them go out, and therefore, you know that she goes out at 12 and not 12 and a half, because otherwise you would have assumed that lesser chiddush that she goes out at 12 and a half. Amalei Abaye says, one second, those cases are not comparable whatsoever. Right, the Eved Ivri of a Kohen and an Amma Ivriya, right, of a master, mitami hasam trei gufeinenu, over there by the Eved Ivri, those are two different people, right? Or two different possibilities, really, probably more accurately, right? An Eved, a Sachir, a 6-year Eved, could theoretically turn into a 50-year Eved, but they don't always, and often, and usually they don't. But a Nara always turns into a Bogaris, right? Those are literally the same person, right? It's impossible to go from 12 to get to 12 and a half if you don't go through 12. Right? In the other cases, by a 6-year or 50-year Eved, those don't necessarily coincide at all. Yes, in a Chinami, it is impossible to go from a 50-year Eved without being a 6-year Eved. That's Kikasha, and the Achronim do deal with that, if I'm not mistaken. But okay, but the Gemara says they're not comparable. Because they're trei gufim, they're two different people. The chinami because of Rachmana Toshav Nirtza lo yochal, right? Because when the Torah said if Toshav Nirtza that a 50-year Eved doesn't eat truma, but other ksiv idach, right? And if it would written the other one, the 6-year Eved, havias sachim also does be kavachomer. We would have, as we said before, you could learn that out from a kavachomer that if a 50-year Eved doesn't eat, certainly a 6-year Eved doesn't eat. But milsa does be kavachomer. Torah because of lakara. Problem is that something that you can learn out from a Kal V'Chomer, often or sometimes the Torah will write it out anyway. It'll darshan it out even though there is a Kal V'Chomer. So, Ela Hochechad Gufahi, but here by the Nara Murasa, right, it's only one person. Right, Kinakle B'Narus, Bagrus Mi Baye Gabay. Right, once she goes out when she's a Nara at 12, she's never going to hit 12 and a half under his Rishos. Right, she's already out. So, Ela Amar Abaye, Abaye says, therefore, Lo Nitzcha El Labogar Ayla Da'ilinis. Oh, the case is, what you need to teach me in this case, that she goes out when she becomes a Bogaris. There is a girl who skips the status of Narus, and because something I haven't mentioned, which again, I didn't want to get too convoluted, but now it's important, right? A girl doesn't just become a Nara when she's at age 12, but she also has to have Shesaros. She has to have two hairs, right, to show that there's signs of maturity. So sometimes a girl is an islandess who doesn't hit physical maturity, right? And those girls stay a katana until they hit 20. At that point, they become a bogaris. They skip narus. They go straight to being a bogaris at age 20. And because we assume that she's never going to have these signs of physical maturity, and we talked about islandess, if remember earlier in Seder Noshim. So there is a girl who skips narus. So therefore, sakat ad chamina benaros tepek bevagish lo tepek. And you might have thought, if you had just taught me naros, that a naro, that an ama ivriya goes out when she becomes a nara, you might have thought that an islandess never goes out because she's never going to be a nara. Therefore, kamash malan. Therefore, it teaches me that no, she would also go out when she becomes a bogeres at age 20. So maskevla mar baravashi asked avana baye bla kavachomer. What do you mean it's kavachomer? You don't need the pesukim. Meaning that two hairs and narus when she was 12 years old, that doesn't take her out of the father's rishus because she's still an ara and he can still marry her off, but it does take her out of the other and the master's rishus if she's an ava alma ivria. So bagrus, right, the next stage, shemotziyam rishus av, that does take a girl out of the father's rishus. He can no longer marry her off once she becomes a bagaris. Eino din shemotziyam rishus adon. Certainly that should get her out of, right, the master's situation. Certainly a bogaris. You don't need a pasuk to tell me that she can go out of that Amma Ivriya leaves when she becomes a bogaris, because she leaves from her father's rishos. Certainly she should leave her master's rishos. Amar Bar Baravashi. So therefore, Bar Baravashi says, no, what do you need that drasha for? To teach me that a bogaris goes out when she's an Amma Ivriya? at when she becomes a bogaris. No, that teaches me something else. That teaches me about something about the sale of an islandess, that an islandess can be sold as an amevria. Because you might have thought to say, the osi simani narus. That only once a girl shows signs of maturity, right, is the sale of the Amma Ivriya valid. But if she never shows those signs of maturity, it was not valid retroactively. Says Zvina, Kamash Malan, therefore it teaches me that you can theoretically have a sale of an islandess, and she would go free, right, when she becomes a Bogaris. And though I have the Atzochinam, right, that Pazik teaches me that is true. Well, the Gemara asks, 1 second, Mar Baravashi, Damar Vlav Kabachomer, who reckon Mar Baravashi's whole kasha was, it was a Kabachomer. Right, Hamina, Milsa, does be Kabachomer, talk because of Lakra. So what meaning his whole problem was, right, that he's using the Kabachomer, right, to prove that you don't need a pasuk. Well, we just pointed out, we said before, that sometimes the Torah writes something even though you can learn it from a Kal Vachomer. So Gemara says, so Hanimili, no, Mar Bar Vashi's kasha, that it's a Kal Vachomer, was still a good kasha. Because Hecha Daleka L'Shnuye, right, that when do we say that the Torah sometimes will write what you can learn out from a Kal Vachomer? That's only when you have no way else, right, to answer up, right, to learn out the pasuk. Right, so but over here, when you can teach me another halacha from that pasuk, i.e., what Mar Baravashi said that the sale of an island is good, right? Mishninan, therefore, we will use that pasuk to teach me something else, and we'll ignore the Kal Vachomer, and we'll use the Kal Vachomer to teach me the halacha that we didn't necessarily need the pasuk for. Okay, the Tana Maisi Lameacha, our Tana, our Mishnah. Okay, now back to the concept of Kesef Kiddushin. Well, we already got through saying Vyatzachinam in Kasav teaches me there's Kasav Kiddushin, and it goes to the father. Our Tana, though, in the Mishnah, Maisi L'Mahalcha learns from this pasuk. The Tanya is willing to the Brisa, right? Again, Beizim and Aleph. Kikach Ish Isha Ubala, right? Vaya Lo Sinzachem Beinav, Kimatza Ba Eras Davar, right? That we call marriage Kikach, a Kicha, right? In Kicha Ela Bekasav, and Kicha, a transaction, a Kinyan, right, is through money. V'chinu Omer, as the pasuk says, by Avram Avinu, right? Nasati kesef asad kach mimeni, right? When he bought from Ephron, right? Take this money, right? So we have kicha kicha miste Ephron. Follow dinu. And the Gemara says, 1 second. That is the makor from our Tana. That's why, again, as we saw on Beis, on Daf Beis, right? That's why you use the lashon of kinyan nisha niknes, because we're talking kicha kicha miste Ephron. That's the Tana's makor, not yatzachina main kasef. You'll see in a second that we need both of them. But that's the Gemara. First of all, before we get to that, questions why you need that pasuk. V'halu dinhu, what do you need a pasuk to teach me that there's kesef kiddushin by a girl by marriage? Vama amra ivriya sheino niknes bebiya niknes bekesef, and amra ivriya cannot be acquired with bia, but she can be acquired, right, through kesef. Zush niknes bebiya eno dishet niknes bekesef. By marriage, bia does work to create kiddushin. Certainly, kesef should work. So Gemara says it's not necessarily true that every case where bia works, kesef works, because yavama tochiach, right? You have a case of yavama. Yavama proves she niknes bebiya eno niknes bekesef. You see that you can have a scenario where someone can be acquired, marriage can be affected with bia and not kesef. So therefore, right, that doesn't necessarily work. Kal Vachomer doesn't work from Amar Ivriya. This Gemara says 1 second, but that doesn't help me because Yavama is different than a case of regular marriage, because Mali Yavama she can't ain niknes b'shtar. Right? In Yavama you can't use a shtar either. Here, by regular marriage, you can use a shtar. Right? Tomer Zush niknes b'shtar. That can't say anything about a situation where you can get married with a shtar. Right? Again, whenever you're going to learn one halachos for the next, right, they have to be fully similar or similar to the point where you can compare the two. If you have a case with an extra chumrah, an extra stringency, an extra halacha, right, that's a different case. That's an exception. That's not necessarily something that's similar. That's what the Gemara does all the time. And Yavama, therefore, is different than a regular case of marriage because you can't use shtar. So you can't teach me anything about a regular use of marriage. So therefore, the Gemara says, the Brisa says, Tamalama, therefore, you need the pasuk kikach ish. Therefore, we need the pasuk of kika chishisha kika kika misteyafam. Says Gemara, were you paying attention to the brisa? Right, the Gemara does this not so often, but the Gemara says, were you just paying attention? What's the shaka vataria? Right, we asked the question. We pointed out that Tana learns it from kika kika misteyafam. We said, what does he need that pasuk for? He could learn it from Amma Ivriya. So then we said, you can't learn it from Amar Ivriya because Yavama knocks that out. But then we said, Yavama is not relevant over here. So what do we went back to? We went back to, okay, so we're still back to the fact that you can learn it from Amar Ivriya, from a Kavah Homer. But then the Gemara Brisa said, Tamalomar, therefore, since you can learn from Amar Ivriya, we have a pasuk of Kikachish. Well, what does that mean? Right, we had a pasuk. We asked a question from a Kavah Homer. We said, what do you need the pasuk for? We have a Kavah Homer. We tried to knock out the Kavah Homer. We failed. And therefore, the Gemara says, we're back to the pasuk. No, we're not. We're back to the Kavah Homer. Says the Gemara says, Ha lama likra. Right? What do you need a pasuk for? Ha asyale. We learned it from a Kavah Homer. So that's the summer of Rashi. Rashi says, Mishum ikalamimer meikara didina pircho. Because originally, the Kavah Homer itself is flawed. And really, the Kavah Homer from Amar Ivriya doesn't work. Because Mehecha Kamaisis Lame Amar Ivriya. The whole Kavah Homer starts with Amar Ivriya, right? Just like you can, what was it? Just like you can, Amar Ivriya doesn't, you cannot acquire her through Bia, you can acquire her through with Kesef. So someone who can acquire through Bia should certainly be able to use Kesef. So the problem with that is Mala Amar Ivriya Sheken Yatza BeKesef. Right? What do you mean? Amar Ivriya, you get out of that arrangement. A girl can buy her way out of servitude. Right? She can leave being an Amar Ivriya through paying off her debt, or through whatever, paying off her remaining years. The Tomar Bezusha, any of that's a that can't, you can't tell me anything about marriage, right? A woman can't leave a marriage with money, right? You can only leave with a get. So therefore, they're not really similar, and therefore that Kavah Homer is flawed. Therefore, Tama Lomer, therefore, the Pazik teaches me, Kiika Kishisha, Yav Kicha Kicha. Good, so Artana has Kicha Kicha, Miste Ephraim, right? We had Gimel and Aleph, Gimel and Beis, and Dalar and Aleph, in Yatzachinam in Kazaf, and the Gemara now says you need both. We need both drashas. Because of Rachmana ki ikach ish, if you would just have kicha miste Ephron, right? Have amina kiddushin the yav lebal di dahu have. You might have thought that the kiddushin goes to the girl. So kafsa Rachmana. Therefore, the pasuk says yatzachinam, right? That yatzachinam in kasef, right? In kasef ladan zev, yesh kasef ladan acher, right? There's no money when Amar Ivriya leaves, but there is money that goes to the master when a Nara or a Ketana leaves her father's rishos, therefore the money goes to the father. Because of Rachmana v'yatzachinam, and if the Torah would have only written v'yatzachinam, that in Kasef, right, havamina hechad yava ihi lididei v'kidashto havikidushay. You might have thought that, okay, there's money here involved, and maybe she can give the money to the husband. So therefore, because of Rachmana ki yikach, right, that when the man takes the woman, that the money goes to the woman, right, that's the woman gets the money. V'lo kitikach, and not that the woman pays the man, right, that the money goes in that direction. For many, many reasons, not only this one, but for many reasons, Chazal are very unhappy with dual ring ceremonies under the chuppah. Right, they asked Rav Moshe about this. He thought it was, I think if I'm not mistaken, he quoted this Gemara amongst other Makoros and felt that it was inappropriate because, right, again, it looks like, right, it's a violation of kikach and not kitichach, right, that the money goes in the wife's direction and not the other way around. Ubala. Now the Gemara talks about Kiddushei Bia, and then tomorrow, by the Mitzvah Shem, we'll talk about Kiddushei Shtar. Pazik says, Ubala, right, that, and he sleeps with her, Malamish Niknes Bia, right, that teaches us that you can have Kiddushin, where you can create Kiddushin through Bia. Gemara says, oh, Denu, one second, isn't the Kavah Homer? Why do you need a Pazik to teach me? Just to quote the pasuk, right? The pasuk says "Kikach ish isha ubala," right? So that's the pasuk we've been talking about the entire time. Okay, so the Gemara says, "What do you need a pasuk for?" Uma yivama she'ein niknes bekesef niknes bebia. As we pointed out, a yivama can be acquired, can be fully married through bia, but not kesef. Sezusha niknes bekesef. In addition, niknes bebia. So certainly, by a regular girl who you can marry with money, should also be able to use bia. Right, to marry her. So Gemara says, well, Amar Ivriya Tochiach. You could prove that that's not necessarily true, right, that always when you can acquire through Bia, you can acquire through Kesef, right, Amar Ivriya will prove to you, Sheniknes Bekesef, Eniknes Bebia, that it's not necessarily true that if you can acquire through Kesef, you must be able to acquire through Bia, because Amar Ivriya, right, you can buy her through money, but you can't acquire her through Bia. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ma'ala Amar Ivriya, Shein Kinyan Lishum Ishus. What does Bia have to do with Amar Ivriya? Right? Amar Ivriya has nothing to do with Bia. Okay, fine, there's a goal, the ultimate goal maybe that the master's son should marry the girl. Fine, but that Lechora Amar Ivriya has nothing to do with marriage whatsoever. So Tomar Bezusha, Kenyamna Lashem Ishus, that shouldn't be able to tell me anything, right, about marriage. The Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk says, Ubala, that Bia works by Kiddushin. So the Gemara says again, weren't you just paying attention? I don't understand. You told me a Pasuk, right, that Ubala teaches me that we have Bia, that we have Bia and you can create Kiddushin. We have that, but that Bia works, right? And then you said, oh, there's a Kal V'Chomer. Why do you need the Pasuk? We asked a question on the Kal V'Chomer and then knocked out the question. So we're still left with the Kal V'Chomer. And then you came and tell me, therefore, the Pasuk says, Ubala, right? No, therefore, the Kal V'Chomer stands, right, from Yavama. So, V'lama Likra Ha'asyola, again, the way we just asked before, you don't need a Pasuk, we just learn it from a Kal V'Chomer. So, Ravashi, again, similarly, Mishum De'ika, as we answered before, Mishum De'ika Le'meimar, Me'ikara Didina Pericha. Originally, the Kal V'Chomer, right, the whole Kal V'Chomer is flawed, right, Me'ikara, from its original inception. Right, Me'ikara Kam, Ha'asyolam Yavama, you're teaching me a Kal V'Chomer from regular marriage, from Yavama to regular marriage, while Yavama, Shekain Zikuka V'Omedis. Right, Yavama, he's already connected to the Yavam. Right? There's a Zika there. Right? When a brother dies, right, and she has to marry, when her husband dies and she has to marry the brother, right, there's a connection there. She can't go ahead and marry anybody else. She has to do either Yavam or Chalitza. So therefore, the Bia that the Yavam does with the Yavama completes the marriage. It completes the Zika. How could that teach me anything about a marriage that does not have anything? Right? You're starting Kiddushin from scratch. Right? That's the first stage. Right? There's no prior connection between these two people. Therefore, since the Kal V'Chomer is no good, right, the Pasuk teaches me that Bia works to create Kiddushin. Okay, we'll go weiter and talk about the Shas tomorrow. We'll talk about Kiddushin Shtar. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.